live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Justice Minister has indicated he believes regulations around emergency powers for Gardaí will be finalised and put into full effect from this week. However, Charlie Flanagan doesn't believe Gardaí will have to use those powers very often. 500,000 people are now receiving the state's special COVID-19 unemployment payment. There are now over 700,000 citizens depending on social welfare supports. We'll have a special report. The Taoiseach says Fine Gael is ready to finalise a deal with Fianna Fáil on the formation of a government. The two parties are working on a framework document. Leo Varadkar says it could be finished this week. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. All that to come, but first this evening, 7 more deaths from coronavirus have been confirmed in Northern Ireland. It brings the total number of deaths north of the border since the COVID-19 outbreak to 70. Regulations around emergency powers for Gardaí during the COVID-19 crisis should be finalised this week. The Justice Minister says drafting the regulations has been complex because of their nature. The new powers will allow Gardaí order people to return home if they're not abiding by the rules of the shutdown. Charlie Flanagan doesn't believe the force will need to enact the powers very often.
The key point here is that the Gardaí will continue to approach these policing issues from a public health perspective. This is on the advice of the public health officials. I don't anticipate that there will be a widespread need to enforce these new regulations, but it's important, therefore, that they're in place nevertheless.
500,000 people are now receiving the state's special COVID-19 unemployment payment. It means there are now over 700,000 citizens depending on social welfare supports. With more, here's Shane Beattie.
507,000 people received the special €350 per week pandemic payment last Friday, which was set up from March 16th to help those who've been laid off temporarily due to the spread of COVID-19. The figure is up from 283,000 just a week ago. Combined with the 205,000 people on the live register getting the normal job seekers benefit of just over €200 per week, it means 712,000 are now receiving welfare payments from the Department of Social Protection. All payments are due to land in bank accounts and at post offices from tomorrow. 46,000 ineligible applications were sent in, so department officials say they're working on developing the online process to stop people entering the wrong information.
Well, the number of people signing on the live register in Donegal has risen above 10,000 once again, but the end of March figure was marginally below the figure for the same period last year. The CSO says it will be the end of April before the full effect of the COVID-19 layoffs is reflected in the figures. It's also warning that the live register is not a measure of unemployment. With more, here's Owen Murphy.
There were 10,143 people signing on in Donegal at the end of March, according to the CSO's latest figures. 677 up on the figure for February, but down 20 on the March 2019 figure. It's the first time in 6 months that the county's live register figure has crept back above the 10,000 mark. All 8 offices in the county showed increases on the February figure, but only 2, Buncrana and Dunloe, were higher than the figure for March of last year. The CSO says the April figure will give a clearer picture of the impact of COVID-19 on the county. They're also pointing out that the live register already includes people who work part-time, are on reduced hours and are in receipt of benefits and supports, and therefore cannot be taken as a true measurement of unemployment.
Well, you can see and compare the figures for March and February 2020 and March 2019 on our website, highlandradio.com. Meanwhile, an economics professor says there are reasons to be cautiously optimistic about the economy after coronavirus. Professor of Economics at NUI Galway, Alan Ahern, says it's not a typical recession and he believes the recovery will be faster.
What happens in a normal recession is that it slows the economic recovery, is that the businesses hold off hiring workers until consumers start spending again. But consumers hold off spending until they get their jobs back. And I think in this case, that problem may not be so large.
The Taoiseach says Fine Gael is ready to finalise a deal with Fianna Fáil on government formation. The two parties are working on a framework document that they can then present to other parties and possibly independents as well. With more detail, here's Casey O'Riordan.
The framework document outlines how the new government would respond to COVID-19 and its aftermath, as well as satisfy the electorate's desire for change. The Taoiseach says Fine Gael is ready to finalise the agreement with Fianna Fáil.
But of course it takes two parties to agree, and then the intention is, if we can agree that, to then approach other parties like Labour, like the Greens, Social Democrats, perhaps groups of independents, to see if they're willing to form a new government.
The Green Party, Labour and the Social Democrats have previously stated that they're not interested in forming a government with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, but there's hope on behalf of the two parties that this document will change their minds.
It's not our view that we should try to bully any party into government. You know, this is a democracy. Only parties that want to serve together, that want to work together, that have a mandate to work together, should work together.
Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil met again today, and it's expected the document they're working on will be finalised this week.
The European Commission has announced measures to help the farming community and promised more are to come. Farmers have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, with some export markets collapsing as fast food chains and restaurants close. Domestic produce has also replaced exports in some countries. Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says they want to make it easier for farmers to access funds.
Today, we will give farmers more time to submit their applications for direct payments and rural development payments. And we will soon increase the advances of these payments to give them more cash upfront to pay their bills.
Donegal County Council and Esri Ireland have published an online dashboard charting information about the spread of COVID-19 on both sides of the border. The dashboard, which was developed in Donegal, combines data from both the Republic and Northern Ireland. It's updated daily and provides information on confirmed cases. Esri Ireland has also compiled infographics for every county in the country. Dermot O'Kane is sales manager with Esri Ireland. He says what's unique about this is its cross-border dimension.
The team at Donegal County Council created the application to help monitor, manage and communicate the impact of COVID-19 and the data that's available. There's dashboards available for the Republic of Ireland, and there were separate dashboards available illustrating the same information for Northern Ireland. Donegal, being situated where it is, the guys in Donegal County Council created a dashboard with data from both the Department of Health in the Republic of Ireland and the Public Health Agency in Northern Ireland to give a whole island view of the data that's available. I believe it was the first application that showed data for the whole island, and it's updated nightly by the guys in Donegal County Council.
And from Esri's point of view, there's a lot of background information, profiles of the various local authority areas and counties and so on. So someone who is interested in this can get a very comprehensive look both at what's happening in real time and also at the historic capacity of the particular area to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. Look, so at Esri Ireland, we've in addition to the work that the Donegal County Council have done, we've also created a whole series of what we call infographics that contains a whole heap of critical information to help the local authorities, including Donegal, to understand those that might be affected in their areas, and that be the elderly population and the percentage therein. We hope that information might be useful and might play its role in helping people respond to this crisis.
That was Dermot O'Kane. He's sales manager with Esri Ireland, working in cooperation with Donegal County Council on that project. You can get links to the dashboard and the infographics indeed on our website, highlandradio.com. There are calls for the development of a COVID-19 testing centre in Derry, which would be dedicated to testing healthcare workers. Local councillor Sandra Duffy says the opening of such a dedicated centre at the SSC Arena in Belfast is a welcome step which should be replicated. Councillor Duffy says there are a number of possible locations in Derry where a centre could be set up, at which healthcare workers would be prioritised.
We need to be open up testing centres, particularly our domiciled carers, our healthcare workers who are being exposed to this virus in their everyday work, in what they're doing in caring for our elderly in our care homes, that they can be tested to ensure their own safety, but also to ensure that they can continue with the work that they're doing.
And the centre at the SSC Arena in Belfast is now open and functioning. You'd like to see that replicated west of the Bann?
I absolutely would. I think I really welcome the fact that they have opened a testing centre in the SSC. I think that there's opportunities for our testing centres to be opened here locally. In Derry, there is talk around the MOT centres. There's talk around, you know, different places where we could do testing of our domiciliary carers, of our NHS staff, of clusters of people who may have been in contact with people who have had COVID-19, where we could do testing, and I think that this should be explored locally.
One of the really concerning figures that's coming out of the regular briefings in the Republic is the fact that around about a quarter of all confirmed cases are health workers. There's no reason to suspect that it's going to be too much different once you cross the border.
Absolutely, and I mean, I know that in talking to a lot of healthcare workers, they are really concerned and really frightened themselves. They need to have the correct PPE to do their job adequately, but they are running into the fire while the rest of us are trying to stay away from this illness as much as we can, and they are facing this illness every day in a bid to save lives, and we must do absolutely everything we can to protect them.
And that was Councillor Sandra Duffy speaking to us there. Gardaí and Letterkenny have renewed their appeal for information about an incident in which a man allegedly deliberately coughed into a woman's face in Letterkenny at the weekend. It happened close to Letterkenny University Hospital on Saturday morning. With more details, here's Michaela Clark.
The alleged incident happened on Saturday morning close to the hospital roundabout. Gardaí say the woman was left badly shaken and fears it may have been a deliberate exposure to COVID-19. After the alleged incident, the man continued on foot down the De Valera Road towards the Oatfield roundabout. It's believed he may have been travelling from the Glencar direction. He is described as being middle-aged, of an average build, and approximately 5'8" in height, wearing a grey beanie-type hat with a dark jacket and dark trousers. He also had a black cloth shopping bag with him. Anyone with information, and particularly anyone with dashcam footage, which may help identify this man, is asked to contact Gardaí on 074-9167-100.
The Orange Order has cancelled its annual 12th of July parades in the north of Ireland and also in Rosnalla. The Order announced the move this afternoon, saying it was because of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Grand Master Edward Stevens said the gathering of hundreds of thousands of Orange men and women, bands and spectators would not be responsible. Parades had been due to take place at 17 venues across Northern Ireland and also in Rosnalla. The First Minister and DUP leader Arlene Foster described it as a responsible step to protect public health. Parents are being urged to know where their children are at all times in Derry and district after a number of cases of young people gathering at council-owned grass and artificial playing pitches at the weekend. All facilities are currently closed to the public to reduce the spread of COVID-19. However, groups of young people have gained access to pitches at a number of venues, including Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium, the Foyle Arena and Kilfenan. Mayor Councillor Michaela Boyle says it's vital that people adhere to stay-at-home guidelines to protect the NHS and also to save lives. It's 14 minutes past 5 o'clock. Time for sports news. We say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donald. We start with the big story today, and it's in golf, where this year's Open Championship has been cancelled because of the coronavirus pandemic. The tournament, which was due to take place in July at the Royal St George Golf Club in Kent, will now be hosted by the venue in 2021. RNA Chief Executive Martin Slumber said today, "We have explored every option for playing the Open this year, but it is not going to be possible. It's the first time that the event has been cancelled since World War II in the 1940s. Now, the Open is the only one of the four majors, the annual majors, that is, to be cancelled in 2020. Both the Masters and the PGA Championships were postponed, and the US Open is still set to be played at the moment in June in New York. However, the United States Golf Association is expected to make a decision on staging that tournament soon. The last two events on the European Tour prior to that US Open, they have been called off. That's the Trophy Hassan in Morocco and the Scandinavian mixed event in Stockholm. The US Open is the next event on the calendar, followed by the European Tour's BMW International Open at the end of June. But one thing we do know, the 149th Open Championship has been put back 12 months and will now take place in 2021. In soccer, former Dundalk midfielder Richie Towle believes his old manager Stephen Kenny can change the mindset of the Republic of Ireland team. Kenny officially took the reins of the senior international team at the weekend. It is unclear as to when he will take charge of the team for his first match, as the Euro 2020 playoff against Slovakia could now be postponed until next year. Towle said Kenny created a brilliant atmosphere for the success they shared at Dundalk.
He made everybody feel like they were part of the family, and And I think he'll do that with Ireland as well. Obviously, it will be a bit harder because he only gets to have lads for a certain amount of time of the year because they're going to go back to their clubs. But when he does have them there, I know that all the lads will love going and playing for Ireland and love going and playing for him.
England manager Gareth Southgate has taken a 30% pay cut in order to help the Football Association deal with the ongoing financial efforts of the corona crisis. All employees earning £50,000 or more at the FA will take a temporary pay reduction of 7.5%, with senior management taking a 15% cut. The postponement of England's internationals, FA Cup matches and Wembley events is forecast to cost them the equivalent of £113 million. Euro. The FA have also said they are considering the government's furlough scheme as a contingency plan. Well, FIFA will confirm an indefinite extension to the 1920 season across the globe, according to reports today. World football's governing body will reveal plans in the next 48 hours, with the game in limbo around the world due to the pandemic. They will also allow each country's football authority to determine when campaigns can finish. The report adds that FIFA will also alter the dates of the summer transfer window and permit contract extensions for players whose deals run out on June 3rd. It's reported in Germany that the Bundesliga will resume in early May. A German magazine says they're hoping for a restart date on either May 2nd or 9th. Some Bundesliga's clubs have returned to training today, but in small groups and observing strict hygiene rules. This season's Rugby Pro 14 could fast forward to a final meeting of conference leaders Leinster and Edinburgh. That's one of the options open to the organisers, with the league suspended indefinitely due to the pandemic. Pro 14 chiefs are hoping to avoid the season being declared null and void. Finally, just a reminder, on a Monday, as always, we will have the podcast, The DL Debate, presented by former Donegal player Brendan Devaney. On this evening's podcast, he'll be joined by 1992 All-Ireland hero Donal Reid. Plus, he'll be getting the thoughts of Donegal GA's Ed Byrne on the current situation, the impact that it is having on fixtures at inter-county and club level. That's The DL Debate with Brendan Devaney tonight, available online on HighlandRadio.com as from 7 o'clock. And we'll be back with the next sports bulletin tomorrow morning during the 8:30 news. Donal.
Thank you, Washing. There are calls for a concerted effort to manufacture face masks in Donegal, possibly using the facilities of closed factories in the county. Donegal Inter representative Mary T. Sweeney says at the weekend a number of consultants said the specifications for face masks should be published so they can be made locally, and she believes that could be done in a coordinated way. Mary T. Sweeney wants Donegal County Council, the IDA and former staff with relevant skills to assess if any existing facilities could be safely used for the manufacture of masks.
Mr. Sugru, the consultant, and other consultants in Letterkenny Hospital having the fantastic idea of putting a plan up for making face masks and making it available for everyone to use. And I started to think about the Fruit of the Loom factory in Buncrana lying empty, all kitted out for machinists. And I'm thinking that it would be a fantastic opportunity to work with the IDA, Donegal County Council, and maybe some of our machinists who we have an abundance of in Donegal, from the skills from Gaeltex days and from Fruit of the Loom days across Donegal, that we could maybe try and bring these people together, if necessary, with O'Neill's and Strabane, who have already set the ball rolling here, and start making some of this PPE equipment, you know, supported by the IDA. Well, the reality is that we have to try and protect our frontline staff first and foremost, of course. But if we have the possibility of making materials, we still have fibre plants in Derry that might be able to provide the yarn. And the masks themselves, now that they have a prototype developed for a plan how to make them, then really I think it's something we should seriously be looking at. And it would give, if there's people listening that have been involved as managers or HR with Fruit of the Loom that might still have a big contact of people, we have the facilities, that we have the resources here. If people have still their machines, a lot of people bought them after the factories closed down, they might maybe bring them together with the social distancing, obviously, that these factories have the facilities maybe to make these.
And that was Mary T. Sweeney of Enthu in Donegal. Onpost say they will check in on elderly people who have to cocoon. A new service has been made available online where the addresses of vulnerable people can be inputted and the local postman or woman will call to the house to make sure everything is okay. Where necessary, they'll contact the Alone National Helpline on the person's behalf. Onpost's managing director is Gareth Bridgman.
To log on and to simply put in the details of a person who they're concerned about, be it an elderly or vulnerable person, and what we will do is we will use that information and through our digital network and give that information to the local postman or woman throughout the country, one of the 4,500, and they will actually call in to the vulnerable person or the elderly person over the coming days and to check in with them and see if they're okay. The staff in Onpost, you know, they came to us collectively and said, we want to do something to help. We want to help our customers. We want to help the communities. And we want to do something that matters. And, you know, this was their idea. They came to us saying they want to do this. And it really shows great character of the staff and within Onpost. And it's something that, you know, I'm incredibly proud to be part of. So, you know, we're doing a lot for people. We want to do it because it's the right thing to do at this time.
Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin is refusing to accept a pay increase of over €8,800, saying his colleague Piers Doherty and Sinn Féin's other TDs will do the same. This morning, Deputy McLaughlin published a letter gifting the amount back to the Minister of Finance to be put into the Exchequer. He says TD salaries are simply too high.
I think TDs are paid too much as it is, but we certainly cannot be accepting a pay increase at this time. I think it sends all the wrong messages. So I have given back to the Exchequer the pay increases that were restored under the FEMPI legislation. I just think it's important that TDs lead by example in this time.
All your party colleagues are doing the same?
Indeed, our Sinn Féin TDs will all be doing the same. We're saying to government that those in the Dáil, national legislators, need to lead by example, need to demonstrate solidarity with our people in whatever way we can at this time.
We know that other TDs and ministers indeed have foregone increases in the past. Indeed, I recall Minister Joe McHugh pointing out over the course of the election campaign that he had done something similar. Do you think all TDs should make it clear what they're doing at the moment?
I think that all TDs should not accept these pay increases, yes, absolutely. I think it's also on record that Sinn Féin believe that TD salaries should be reduced significantly, and also the salaries of senators. It's far too high if you look at the population that we represent versus what's paid to parliamentarians in other countries. So this is a chance for us to practice what we preach.
Deputy Padraig McLaughlin there. And finally, Met Éireann says it will include weather warnings for Northern Ireland in its forecasts in the future. The move comes after criticism that some online graphics stop at the border. However, forecasters at Met Éireann are in discussion with their colleagues in the UK Met Office to include Northern Ireland warnings. Met Éireann's Evelyn Cusack says they intend to supply the information, but they must reach agreement with the UK first.
So what's new and what's planned is that we would just simply be displaying the Northern Ireland warnings as issued by the UK Met Office on our website. So that's all. We won't be issuing the warnings because each national Met Service issues the warnings for its own territory or own area.
And weather forecast this evening, some bright spells and scattered showers, a few of them prolonged showers dying out later in moderate to fresh winds, mainly southwest, occasionally strong on the coast. Tonight, cold and dry with clear spells and some patches of mist or fog developing. Lowest temperatures 0 to 4 degrees Celsius, frost in some areas. Tomorrow, Tuesday, bright with good sunny spells, milder with highest temperatures 11 to 14 degrees Celsius, moderate to fresh southerly winds. Main stories in brief this evening, 7 more deaths from coronavirus have been confirmed in Northern Ireland. It brings the death toll north of the border from COVID-19. To 70. The Justice Minister says he doesn't believe Gardaí will find themselves having to use special powers that will come into effect this week, and 500,000 people have drawn down the state's special COVID-19 unemployment payment. Back with news headlines at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 6th of April. The death has occurred of Nan Sweeney, Drumaha, Ardra. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, funeral and burial will be strictly private to immediate family only, please. A memorial mass will take place at a later date. The death has occurred of Daniel Roijas, Lekena, Burton Port.
His remains will be interred tomorrow in Belcrich Cemetery, Kincashla. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family members only, please. The death has taken place of Margaret Burke, Caroan Burt. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, Margaret's wake and funeral are strictly private for immediate family only. The death has taken place of John O'Hagan, Mina Luven, Linsford, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at Star of the Sea, Desert Egney, with mass tomorrow at 12 noon. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, please. The death has taken place of Brian Kelly, the Diamond, Carandonna. In compliance with government and HSE guidelines, funeral and burial for immediate family only, please. A memorial mass will follow at a later date. The death has occurred of Joseph Joe Murphy, Moyola Drive, Shantallow, Derry. In compliance with guidelines, the wake and funeral are strictly private for immediate family only. No children, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired by cheque made payable to WHSCT at the Govan Hospital, care of Bradley and McLaughlin, funeral directors. The death has occurred of Olive Marley, 6 Chapel Close, Stranorlar. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, funeral and burial will be strictly private to immediate family only. A memorial mass will be held at a later date. The death has taken place of Mary Alice McCarthy, née Brennan, formerly of Cross, Clonmany. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the funeral and burial are strictly private, please. All inquiries to Comiskey Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Christy Boyle, Maramelan, Dunlow. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only. And the death has taken place of Patricia Harrigan, Nguila Dua, Moville. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only, please.